Amendment number 9. We only have 1-8, I guess, huh?
Good morning, Councilor. Good morning, Mr. President. Good to be back on the North Planning Area. You know, this is our favorite planning area. There's a lot of action going on. You may recall that Council approved the Chapel Branch area of the Unified Sewer District. That area encompasses Chapel Green as well as Oakcrest Farms as well as the properties in between. Now, good timing because just a few months ago you approved the Herring Creek area and you also approved the amendment number 8 for the contract, Whitman Records contract for the North Planning Area to include the preliminary engineering services and aerial survey and environmental assessment for Herring Branch. This allows us some good, let's say, economy of scale because the engineers will group these two things together in the same flight. We got an excellent price, better pricing. So we try to do these two things together. You know, we have to have the environmental assessment and the preliminary engineering complete for the funding application. We are working on the funding application for Herring Branch in the near future, and this one would be following shortly thereafter. So having said that, I would recommend that you approve the amendment number 9, which covers the Chapel Branch area for environmental assessment, preliminary engineering, and aerial survey.
You have a motion, sir.
I have a motion in that to that respect. Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that amendment number 9 to the base engineering contract for the North Planning Area with Whitman Record and Associates be approved in the amount not to exceed $69,417 for Oakcrest Farms and Chapel Green preliminary engineering report, environmental review, and aerial mapping.
Pleasure, Council.
Approved.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions? Take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Mr. President?
Thank you.
Keep up the good work. Patty Deptula. James Farm Grant Sensory Agreement.
That's a long time.
She's bringing help.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have Bob Collins from Center for Inland Bays here. He's the program manager. In your packet, I did a memo discussing. First, I better put my glasses on. We were awarded a $37,500 matching grant from DENREC from their Land and Water Conservation Trust Fund through their Outdoor Recreation Parks and Trails program. Back in June, and it's a matching grant. We currently lease the farm, James Farm, to the Center for the Inland Bays. They were founded in 1994 as a nonprofit organization, and they have leased the property from the county since that time. And the Center for Inland Bays, Bob Collins and myself, in conjunction with our department, through the consultant selection process, requested public proposals to perform designated professional engineering design services as identified in the grant request as part of the Center for Inland Bays James Farm Master Plan. The consulting firm Century Engineering was selected from this process, and they proposed to deliver services as outlined in the November 7, 2016 proposal that was attached in your packet. The cost would be $74,969.10. And upon approval of the proposal, the Center of Inland Bays, Bob Collins, namely, will be overseeing the professional services to be implemented by Century. Does anyone have any questions regarding?
You have a motion?
Yes.
We'll read your motion. We'll see if we get introduced, and we'll ask for questions.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that Sussex County Project 16-17, James Farm Ecological Preserve Master Plan Implementation, professional engineering services be awarded to Century Engineering Incorporated for the proposal amount of $74,969.10.
Pleasure, Council.
Well, I like it.
I think we ought to make a motion to approve.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlen. Any questions on this? Any questions? Hearing none. Oh, Mr. Wilson.
What's the $74,000 for? I didn't get that.
It's for engineering design services.
Engineering?
Well,
we're going to try to make it better. Why hadn't the engineering done?
Yeah, in the packet that I gave you, the agreement outlines the scope of services. If you'd like, Bob can give you a brief rundown.
I'll try to get it on my computer.
If you can give Mr. Wilson a brief rundown, just what you're going to do.
Okay, in 2014, we approved a master plan for the James Farm. This money is for design, engineering, and permitting for several of the projects that are involved in the master planning, including the entrance and parking area, signage, Red Trail boardwalk, and an event lawn.
We already don't have parking place? Is that what you're saying?
No, we're going to improve it.
We need a larger larger parking place.
Yes.
And they're going to be improved, Sam. Right now, they're kind of...
clamshell.
Yeah, they're not improved, and they're hoping to just dress it all up.
In other words, we're really not going to get anything done for $74,000. Just going to engineer it. We're really not going to build anything for $74,000. We're just going to have engineering.
The planning.
We're
just going to work on the plan.
Engineering for a number of
the
projects.
That's a lot of money for just to have somebody try to figure out how to make it better when we're already using it.
Well, I think this improves and adds to what they've already got, doesn't it? And
that's part of the plan, yeah.
Yeah, that was what the grant was awarded for.
Right. And $74,000 is because we got to pay half of that.
Right, I understand.
Yeah.
We're going to pay it all because we got to pay taxes.
This is true.
$74,000 is, I like to see how my money really being spent. I can't believe that I got a piece of ground that I've already got a parking lot in that I can't advance it a little bit by spending that kind of money. By having somebody come in, how much would you charge to put this parking lot in for me?
It's a little bit more than the parking lot.
Who are we going to show this engineering to anyhow? Who's going to look at it? Who's going to look at it if we get all this drawn up on paper?
I assume whoever's going to bid the project to do it.
Right.
Yeah, they're going to put it out to bid so that people can bid on it to do the work. We do it all the time here. So.
Well, when I have somebody done a little something, they're going to look it over and they're going to tell me roughly what they're going to do.
But we just can't do that, Sam.
We got to figure out how to go through $74,000 for the engineering. Why don't we get our county engineering work on it? Can't we get our county engineer to do this for us?
I think he's plenty busy. Any more questions?
Well, it's only $74,000, Mike.
I wouldn't say only, but it is what it is.
That's just your pocket change, right?
No, I wish it was. Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
No.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Old business, Mr. Lank. Conditional use number 2046.
We're going to put a toll on that James Farm so we can get enough money to pay for it somehow.
There you go. We might have to do that.
RV user fee somehow on this thing.
We have one item of old business this morning. It is conditional use number 2046, the application of Lockwood Design and Construction Incorporated, being an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a MR medium density residential district for multifamily dwelling structures located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 35.45 acres, more or less. Property is located at the northeast side of Warrington Road, Route 275, 1/4 mile southeast of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24. The 911 address is not available. The tax map ID is District 334, Map 12, Parcel 127.02, 127.04, and 127.05. In your packet on Friday, you would have received a copy of the Commission's recommendation and report on this application. Going back several months, back in March 24th of 2016, the Commission held public hearing on this application. On September 20th of this year, 2016, council approved change of zone number 1796 for this parcel to be rezoned MR, medium density residential. The application was held jointly. That change of zone and this conditional use were held together as two applications and were heard together. On April 14th of 2016, the commission discussed this application under old business. And in your packet, there is, in the report of the commission's recommendation, there were nine reasons for granting this application, and 15 recommendations as conditions of approval if you so desire to approve this application. I can read those reasons and conditions if you so desire, or acknowledge that you have
had opportunity. We have a weekend to read it. Thank you, sir.
The purpose of the motion, Mr. Ross did make the stated the reasons and conditions of approval, and then did make the motion and seconded by Mr. Johnson. It was carried unanimously to forward the application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for those reasons stated. That's all I have. Unless you have questions.
Any questions of Mr. Lank? Mr. Cole?
Yeah, just when we last discussed this and we deferred on it, I was concerned because we had a change of zone, correct? That's how it started. And we changed it from an AR district to an MR district. And my understanding was that originally the P&Z heard this as an HR1 district, an RPC, and the commission, rejected it, or did they withdraw it? I can't remember. One or the other. And, pardon me?
They were withdrawn.
It was withdrawn, okay. And then they came back with this MR, not an RPC, right? It's a conditional use?
They came, the public hearing, last time the council discussed it was on September 20th, mm-hmm. with a combination of the two public hearings. The commission made a recommendation of approval for the MR. The council supported that recommendation and did vote for the MR. The council did defer action on the conditional use on September 20th and then brought it back up on September 27th of 2016.
Okay. Why
and
would...
There was some discussion and there was a recommendation that the density be reduced to 4 units per acre.
Okay.
And that didn't pass.
Instead of an MR conditional use, why would you? Why do you think, or can you speculate why the developer didn't ask for a RPC, MR RPC?
The density, the HR original application allowed for multifamily use and a mix of single family.
Right.
The MR is a single family residential district, and it did not have 40 acres.
So for an RPC, you need 40.
For a mix. If it was all single-family detached units, it could have been 10 acres. But in that case, the original that application included both multis and singles. So the reason they're applying for MR, which they received, and applying for conditional use, is to allow for that mix of single-family and multifamily structures.
Okay. When the Planning and Zoning Commission suggested, to come back as an MR. With a conditional use, did anybody state anything about density, that they were encouraging anything greater than 4 units to the acre at that point? No, they just said that they didn't like the HR district because if the part of it failed, we'd be stuck with an HR district that anything could happen.
We've had that issue in the past.
Right, where we get something else, and we were just talking about it. Okay, so the Planning and Zoning Commission never said anything more than 4 units to the acre.
No.
Okay, because when I looked at the and I just went over the testimony again. Obviously, there was nobody in support of the application, and everything I read was concerned, and the concerns were basically the traffic issues, which I think we're all aware of, and the congestion points, again, associated with traffic that exist already. Well, I'm still like to suggest, and Mr. Turney, you'll have to maybe guide me. I'd still like to make the suggestion that we limit it to the 4 units to the acre. And that would be consistent with the development in the area.
Okay,
traditionally the way we've done that, we've read the short title with the reasons and conditions, then there would be a motion made to amend those.
Okay, and okay, and if you'd take some notes on where we need to amend it, if we're successful, I guess, in changing or restricting it to the 4 units to the acre.
The reference in the recommendation of the commission was in reason number 7, the proposed development at a density of approximately 5.7 units per acre is consistent with the surrounding densities and is appropriate to this location.
Well, I would change that then to 4, is my suggestion.
So you would have to reword that number 7.
Right. Approximately 4 units to the acre, which is also consistent.
Do we have any more questions of council before we have a...
I do. I don't know if we should do it now or after the short title. Or does it make it...
We have Mr. Lank. We'd ask him now if you want to. Right. Sure.
Yeah. Well, we've gone through, of course, the public record, and I want to, and of course, Mr. Lank just shared a little perspective of the history. I wanted to ask our attorney if he would like to add anything with regard to the history regarding this application, because I know they came back and they left, and now we're, so I just want to refresh
yes.
the memory, if you would.
What, as Mr. Lank properly indicated, it originally came in as an HR 1 RPC. There was concern that if for some reason the subdivision didn't get built or the plans did not get built, you were stuck in that area with an HR 1, and there were questions raised as to why was that done. Then it was withdrawn, and when it was withdrawn, they came back with an MR. My recollection is, Mr. Lank, and correct me if I'm right or if I'm wrong, is that they actually had a hearing before this body with the HR 1, and then afterwards there was the withdrawal.
I believe that's correct, but I have to go back.
So, and at that hearing, it was raised the question of, well, if you have the HR 1 in it and you don't build the subdivision, then we're stuck with that. And the question was, why did you come in with an HR 1? Couldn't something else be done? And that's when the MR.
And the maximum density in the HR 1 is?
Was substantial.
Is 12. 12.
Huh? 12.
12. 12, right. Yeah. So we could be stuck with
that's
something.
Right.
Right. Really,
and we've had that on yeah. several situations.
Yeah, and that was the concern that was raised at that time.
The reason they applied for HR 1 originally was that they could not apply for a mixed housing type with the MR RPC because it did not have 48. They only had 35.45.
Okay. Okay, I may have another question after the short title here.
Okay, everybody's okay? Mr. Moore, read the short title, please.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for multifamily dwelling structures to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 35.45 acres more or less for reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 8 with conditions 9A through N.
Pleasure, Council.
Quick question,
yes, sir.
If I may, and that would be, again, I'm reading through the planning and zoning's recommendations, and it's pretty detailed, and I know that the applicant, based on planning and zoning, has approved, or recommended, I should say, the 5.7 units per acre. Now, if I recall, I know we delayed this. Mr. Cole, I think you were walking away, but you're needing some technical help, maybe.
No, I'm giving this to Rob. Yeah. Okay. No, she was just reminding me.
I believe because there was, what's that?
No, yeah, about the motion.
With regard to, some of the surrounding communities, and this, and I know that this is also butts up to, if I'm not mistaken, to the BB Cancer Center. Is that correct?
It's adjacent to it.
It is adjacent. Right. So can you again, for the record here, because, this is unanimous from planning and zoning. So in the end, I'm looking for some guidance with respect to some of the surrounding communities and their density. Specifically, why, granted I've read the notes, but here we are now about to make a decision on something. So I would like for you to address the surrounding communities and their densities, if you could.
Let me see. the Sterling Crossing and Sea Chase, which are both to the northeast and east of this property, both have approximately 6 units per acre. North of the property, the BB Medical. There's two parts of Sea Chase. There's two separate applications, but they are basically consistent. The Estates of Sea Chase is 4.12 units per acre. The Sea Chase is 6.33 units per acre. The Sterling Crossing is 5.95 units per acre. And then you have, there's another multifamily piece across the street, but it's a smaller parcel. I don't know what that number is.
So the average of those numbers would be what?
They're basically, they're coming out to the 6 point, approximately 4 to 6 units per acre.
4 to 6?
4 to 6 units per acre.
Okay.
Yeah.
4-6.
The highest is 6.33, the lowest is 4.12.
4.12. So 5 could be a middle of the road number, perhaps.
Could be.
Yeah. Okay.
Sound like it.
And what they applied for is 5.7 in their application.
Yeah.
Anything else from council?
I'd just like to point out what Mr. Arlette pointed out, and Mr. Lank, the surrounding communities with that, those densities, the medical center, have created a serious issue in that area when it comes to traffic congestion and other issues. Now, to use those as good examples of why we should still increase density is, in my opinion, a crazy path to follow. Many of those communities were developed many years ago. And we have seen, and we know too much now. We just saw Osprey Point down the road, reduce their densities. People are aware of what's going on. The applicants are. Everybody is. For us to ignore the fact that all those densities and all those things have created problems, we're not doing our job. So my suggestion is still, and I hope the council will support it, that we've doubled the density on this property. We've been very generous to this developer. He's got 4 units to the acre. Develop it. I don't mind the conditional use to give him the flexibility of what he wants to do with providing housing. That's what we ought to. I don't want to dictate that he ought to have single family or townhouses or anything. So a conditional use for multifamily and single family mix is fine with me, but you gentlemen better start addressing the density issue. That's the problem. And if we hadn't had all these high densities around it, maybe we wouldn't have the problems we have today. So you can't keep going down that path. So. Again, my recommendation is we change reason number 7 from 5.7 to 4 units to the acre.
So if I get this correctly, Mr. Cole, you want to make a motion to amend reason number 7 to 4 units per acre?
Yes, sir.
If you were doing that, you should also, 9A should be changed, because that gives a total of 202. And Mr. Lank, what would that be based on 4 units per acre?
The motion last time was 140. I think math-wise, so I'm asked good this morning, be 141 would be the max.
141.
At four gross density times 4. Going at that one.
Right.
It is near done.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So the motion be proper to do amend number 7 and 9A. And now there was also a second part of 9A that included a minimum of a certain number of single family units. Because of this change, should that just be deleted, that portion, or what was the concern?
I don't really have any concern over the amount of single family homes.
So
if we could just
delete
it totally and just leave it that they can build the product they feel that the market desires.
Okay. So the motion would
be the density is what I think is.
We didn't have two motions, or
we could do it in one motion.
Okay.
Or yeah, we could do it in one motion.
So the motion would be to amend 7 to be 4 units per acre, and amend 9A to be 141 units in development, and strike the last sentence.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. We have a motion.
Yes, I would make that motion.
Do we have a second? Well, okay. I'll give, for the purpose of seconding the motion, I'll give the gavel to Mr. Wilson.
Do we?
I will second the motion.
It's a second.
It's been seconded, okay. So we have a motion and a second. Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes.
Mr. Arlette?
I believe, based on the current challenges that exist in this county, based on the history of the surrounding communities, based on the proximity to the Beebe Cancer Center, I believe what would be more in line is something more along the lines of the middle of the road here. I'd like to see something more along the lines of 5 units per acre, so therefore I'm going to say no.
Mr. Wilson?
I believe it should be 4.5 units per acre.
Okay, so you're a no vote?
No vote.
Okay. I'll vote yes, but motion is defeated because there are not 3 votes.
That is correct.
Anybody care to make any more motions?
I make a motion, we ought to make it 4.5.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, to make it 4.5 units per acre. And for that, for number 7. And number 9A would be Mr. Lank.
I'm working on it.
I would say 170 something, but I. So we go from 141 to 159.
My math's right.
Okay. And still strike the last sentence about how many single-family homes you got to have. Is that correct?
In other words, our problem is the parking. Is that what the problem is all along?
No, Sam. We got a problem with too much density. Too many cars associated with that density. Too much runoff from all that density. Too much everything when it comes to density. Density is the problem, Sam. Keep increasing it.
So the motion Mr. Wilson's making is to change number 7 to 4.5 units per acre and then change 9A to, what's the number, Mr. Lank?
159.
159 units in the development and to strike the last sentence of 9A. Do we have a second for that motion?
Yeah, for the sake of discussion, I will second that motion, Mr. President.
I have a motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Arlette. Questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole?
No, I'll have to vote no. I think that the 4 units to the acre was sufficient. It sends the message that we're not against development. We just doubled the density on this. To go beyond that in an MR district is just giving them a bonus density. We just talked about bonus densities not long ago, and when we were given bonus densities, we were going to get some affordable housing. You're not getting anything from this except additional traffic and additional problems with adding to the density of this project. So go ahead, keep on going down that path. I think it sends the wrong message to Sussex County and the people that we represent to think that we should be on top of these things. We should be knowledgeable at this point. So my vote is no.
Mr. Arlette?
Well, as I respect, of course, Mr. Cole, and for that matter, the history that he's been a part of for the last 30 years on this council and what has represented and the growth and what has been typical from many people's opinions of rubber stamping communities throughout this county for years. At the same time, we are not having part of this dialogue the responsibility of DLDOT and their inability to build what has been approved and funded for years. So I think that should be also part of this discussion also. However, that's not where we're at today. So where we are today is a land use decision, and that's what we're focused on. So for that reason, and based on the existing surrounding areas that are there today, based on decisions of past council members, based on the proximity to the Beebe Cancer Center, I think this is very appropriate to have the density. As I said earlier, I'd like to see 5. At the same time, I would be agreeable to the 4.5. So therefore, I will say yes.
Mr. Wilson?
I will say yes.
I'll vote no. Motion defeated. I would recommend that we table this to get our 5th member here next Tuesday, hopefully, to act on this. Am I going to make that a motion?
I'll make that motion, Mr. President.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
We'll second it.
Second, Mr. Arlett, to defer on condition use number 2046 until next Tuesday.
Thank you.
Hopefully, Mrs. Deaver will be here, and we'll have 5 votes. Take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I'm yes. Motion carried. Grant request, Mrs. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first grant is the Cape and Lopin Senior Center. They're requesting $650 for their building fundraiser. The fundraiser is being sponsored by the Rehoboth Concert Band. The $650 will help pay for the sound system and the event location. Last council grant received was $2,000 from Mr. Cole in 2013 for building repairs. And they're requesting $650 again.
Well, I'm looking down here, KB. Yes, I'll be glad to do that again.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second,
Mr. Arlett, to grant $650 from Mr. Cole's council bank account to Cape and Lopin Senior Center for building fund fundraiser. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Next one is the Sussex County Foster Parent Cluster Association. They're requesting $700 for their annual holiday event for their foster children and families. The event allows the children to spend time with their siblings that may have been placed in other foster homes. The event also gives families the opportunity to meet with others in similar situations such as themselves. The $700 will pay for the event location. Last grant received was $250, which was $50 from each council member.
Pleasure, council.
This is for the county grant, yes?
Correct. It comes out of the council, each council grant, because it has to do with children and families.
How many families does this involve? Do we know? Does it say that?
It does say, yeah.
It says somewhere.
Trying to remember that.
It did say.
It says 200 are served annually, so that wouldn't probably be that's individuals.
Yeah. Well, either way, I would move for the adoption.
And how much money you want?
Same. What was it? Same.
We gave them $250 last year, $50 for each council money grant. They're requesting $700.
What would that? One and a quarter.
$100 each.
That's $75 piece.
One and a quarter. What did you say, George? You want to do?
$100? Just $100. I just said $100.
That's fine.
Which is $500. So
$50 piece, right?
We did last time. They want to do $100 this time.
We can give $75 this week. You'd say. They meet what they wanted. They said $5, wouldn't it?
No, they want $700.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, that would be $140 each.
Yeah, 100 what?
$140 each.
$140. Mr. Cole's motion is to give $100 each. Do I have a second for that?
Second,
Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion? Motion is to give the Sussex County Foster Parent Cluster Association for a foster families event a total of $500, being $100 each council bank account. Take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay. The next one is the Milton Historical Society. They're requesting $1,500 for a new program called The Night at the Museum. The event will be held the Friday before President's Day when Milton schools are closed. I talked to Ms. Deaver, and she's willing to give $700 from her account.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second.
Second.
Mr. Wilson, to give $700, Mrs. Deaver's council bank account, to the Milton Historical Society for program expenses. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, the last one is the Good Samaritan Aid Organization. They're requesting $1,000 to purchase food, gift cards, and toys for their Christmas basket program. This organization helps the most needy individuals in the Laurel community. Last grant received was $1,000, which was $500 from Mr. Vincent and $500 from Mr. Arlett.
I would be agreeable to the same.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Wilson, to grant $1,000 to Good Samaritan Aid Organization for community reach, being $500 from Mr. Arlett's council bank account and $500 from my council bank account. Any questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Introduction proposed zoning ordinances, Mr. Moore.
Yes, Mr. President, there's one, and it's in Ms. Deaver's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a workout studio to be located on certain parcels of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 21,962 square feet, more or less.
Mr. Wilson introduced it.
Okay. Thank you. That's all, Mr. President.
Council member comments. Council member comments. Hearing none, we will go to motion to go to executive session for collective bargaining and land acquisition. Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlen. To go to executive session for collective bargaining and land acquisition. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlen?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I mean, yes, motion carried. We're now downstairs. That's what I assume. Okay.